Chris was saying, you grabbed his touchdown ball for him.
Yeah. I told him, spike that, you know what. But it was a big play. But we got to continue to get creative and find ways to get in the end zone, obviously. Can't be satisfied with 13 points, but happy for him.
Maybe some of the things that Freddie catches through in here in the red zone that's maybe a little different than his predecessor.
I didn't hear you.
What were some of the things, some of the new wrinkles Kitchens put in the game plan in the red zone? It was a little different than obviously Jason.
First of all, all the offensive coaches did a great job collectively. But you know, it was a lot of stuff that was carryover. Like I said on Friday, your week 12, week 13 ain't really much more you could add and switch up terminology the same. So obviously we had a little wrinkles in there, but we did a better job right there on that possession, find a way to get in the end zone.
That 30-some yard run you had off to the left, is that important for you to show yourself that you can do that physically in a game again coming off the injury?
I mean, I know I can do it. I already know I can do it. I know, obviously, a win is a win. But I know I'm going to continue to get better and better each week and each day. And continue to trust myself, trust my body. But I know it's not like what's the Space Jam, the monsters. Like, it's not like someone came just took everything away from me. Like, I still got it. I just got to do it more. I got to be more productive in the run game for us. We got to be more productive in the run game as a whole. And just on the offensive side of the ball, obviously, we got to win. But, can't be satisfied with 13 points. We got a really good defense. Everyone knows that. So we got to do a better job on our side of the ball of finishing and scoring points. And we're going to continue to do that. And we're going to take that upon ourselves and get better.
Joe said the emphasis was going to be on, throughout this week was with players, we're going to get you guys, the playmakers, the ball in space. Like, that's what their job is to do. How much did you sense that? And what does that mean for you as a player, knowing that that's what they are going to focus on here in the later part of the season?
It means a lot as a player, especially when your head coach is coming out saying that, it makes you be like, I got to take accountability and make the plays. I think collectively they did a really good job today of calling the game. And like I said, against Tampa, it's easy to point the finger. We got to point to them. Us players, we made some plays here and there, made some key plays on drives, but we got to have a sense of urgency when we're driving and find a way to get in the end zone and try to put it in our hands and don't rely on defense to finish the game for us.
Was it disappointing that you guys couldn't finish as a – sorry. Were you guys disappointed as an offense that you couldn't finish on that last drive?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously it was 3rd-and-2. Not pointing fingers at nobody or nothing. As a whole, we got to be better. We have to have a sense of urgency there. And that's something we got to continue to preach, continue to focus, and it starts this week. And it starts when we come in, we get the game plan. Just look each other in the eyes and get better every single day. And, obviously those things happened before and it happened, but you got to learn from it. And we just got to take it and roll it. And great thing, it's a team sport. And our defense and special team came alive. And at the end of the day, we got to win and obviously beat Philly. So, that's a lot more to it.
You think on offense, two questions. Do you think on offense you could have been a little more aggressive on that last series? I mean, obviously you're trying to use their timeouts, but you guys lost the overtime.
At the end of the day, I think people feel it, realize that, and I'm not like coming at you guys or fans, I'm just saying that this is the NFL. They know. We're lined up. We're probably going to run the ball here. They're going to load the box. They did a really good job of penetrating. We have to do a better job of that as a whole, as a team, especially when a load of box coming in and bringing pressure. They take a risk there. If we block it off and we block it off right, there's a chance it could be a big play. But they made a play there. We had another play where they were aggressive. We read it right. They made another big play. That's part of it. So we just got to be better. But I don't think we got to be more aggressive. If we call the play that we called and, they bring the pressure here and we block it off and we cut off or they stunt wrong and I gash it 80, 90 yards, everyone's like, oh, that's an amazing play call. We can't look too far into it. I think as a whole, all the coaches did a great job collectively, especially this week with JG losing his job of, doing a great job of keeping us together and getting better.
And once you came off the field there, what was your mindset knowing your defense had to go do it again?
We knew the defense was going to do it. We have one of the best defenses in the league. We have special players. You know, we have some young guys stepping up, making big plays. Nay, A-Rob, Zay, who's a superstar, who's going to only get better throughout this league. But were we upset? Yes. And I think that's a good thing. You know, I haven't seen that, I guess you could say, in the past. Like, where if we – that mistake right there where we felt like we put ourselves in a position where we had to rely on our defense, you know, it just wasn't only me. It just wasn't only Evan. Us as a whole, as offense, we were really upset and frustrated with ourselves because we know what we have and we know what we're capable of, and we just got to get back to practice this week, get better, and show it next week.